Being a teacher is hard. Being a teacher can be brutal. Being a teacher can be frustrating. Being a teacher means making sacrifices. So why do you do it? Why do you continue to show up day after day, year after year? Walking into a classroom in the early morning hours preparing for a day you know you really can't prepare for. How many times do you plan out your day only to have something come up and throw your whole day's plan off? Then your students begin to arrive. You greet them and get the class in order. And all you want to do is sit down at your desk and take a few sips of your coffee, which by this time is probably getting cold. We all know teachers love their coffee, and you probably don't want to bother a teacher before they have had their morning coffee. That is a good way to get on a teacher's bad side. Being a teacher requires a lot of energy, mental energy, physical energy, emotional energy. And by the end of the day, your energy is depleted and you need to recharge. So why do you do it? Why do you continue to come back day after day, year after year, over and over again? It's not for the money. I don't think I have ever heard a person say, "I want to become a teacher because they make good money." It's not because of the holidays or time off. Many of you are probably taking on additional schoolwork, working multiple jobs throughout the school year, or working summer jobs just so you can be able to survive. So why do you do it? There are plenty of other jobs out there that are better paying and less demanding. So why do you do it? You do it because being a teacher is about more than teaching. Anyone who thinks teaching is just about transfer of knowledge from teacher to student, you are wrong. Being a teacher is about being an investor. Every day, you invest your time in these students with a hope that by the end of the year, the outcome is greater than the time invested. Being a teacher is about being a mentor, guiding students down the correct path, giving them the support they need to succeed, being a role model to them. Being a teacher is about having empathy and sympathy, taking the time to understand your students' behavior and emotions. Being a teacher is about being a counselor. Being a teacher is about making sacrifices for your students, giving up lunch periods to help students who may be falling behind, giving up weekends to grade papers or prepare assignments. Being a teacher is about being an innovator, finding new ways to keep students engaged and improve learning. Being a teacher is sometimes about being another parent to these kids. Let's be honest, sometimes the teacher is just as invested in these students' lives as their parents. So why do you do it? You do it because you want to make a difference in these students' lives, because you want to give them the best opportunity to be successful. You do it because you know what it is like to not have someone guide you in the right direction. You do it because you know what it is like to have something dramatic going on in your life and no one to talk to. You do it because maybe when you were in school, and a teacher helped you overcome a difficult situation. Think of a school as a forest, and a classroom is one of the trees in the forest. You, the teacher, are the tree trunk. You are the anchor, the foundation. You are the roots of a student's education and help shape their lives. Your students, they are the branches. At first, these branches are short and fragile, but they grow. How do they grow? From the nutrients passed to them up from the roots. As these little weak branches grow, they become bigger and stronger. At first, it may not seem like you are doing much, but being a teacher, it's also about having patience. It can take years before a tree produces a single fruit, but every year, it continues to grow and get stronger because its roots continue to feed it the nutrients it needs to survive. The roots don't give up after the first year when there's no fruit. It continues doing their job, and so do you. And in that forest, you may not be able to see the sky, but because of the roots, the strong support system, the strong foundation, your students can. They lift their arms high, and they move forward without limits, without fear. And you made it happen.